I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, LLC, and this is episode number 122 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life. And may I say to you that this is a day-by-day thing. And there are many things in life that you will never accomplish in just a few minutes or a few hours that are worthwhile. Some things in life take a while. They take quite a bit of time. But if you're faithful to the task every day, you can get major things done in your life for the glory of God with His help. For I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great with his life for His glory. In this podcast, beloved, we're going through the book, Getting Things Done. The ABCs of Time Management by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss, the Doctor of Getting Things Done. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles on productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination and time management that Dr. Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, my dear friend, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." Our quote for today is from Vince Lombardi. He said, "The price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and the determination that whether we win or lose, we have applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand." Today in the Get Things Done podcast, we're looking at categories of time use, part one. Tasks can be broken down into five categories. Number one, important and urgent. Number two, important but not urgent. Number three, urgent but not important. Number four, busy work. Number five, wasted time. Number one, important and urgent. These are the tasks that must be done immediately or in the very near future. Examples, your boss demands a certain report by 10 a.m. tomorrow, or your engine blows a gasket, or the labor pains are 3 minutes apart, or it's April 15th and you haven't finished your income tax form. Now, unless these situations all develop simultaneously, God forbid, you can cope with them because of their urgency and their importance. They take precedence over everything else, and procrastination is out of the question. These things must be done. It is not here that we find our time management problems. Number two, important but not urgent. Attention to this category is what divides effective individuals from ineffective ones. Most of the really important things in our lives are not urgent. They can be done now or later. In many cases, they can be postponed forever, and in too many cases, they are. These are the things we never get around to. examples, that special course you want to take to upgrade your professional skills, that law degree that you wanted to pursue, that new project you would like to suggest to your boss after you find time to do the preliminary fact-finding, that article you've been meaning to write, that diet you've intended to begin, that annual medical checkup you've planned to get for the past 3 years, that visit to a lawyer to have your will drawn up, that retirement program you've been planning to establish for the past 15 years, how about it? All of these tasks have one thing in common, despite their importance, affecting as they do your health, your wealth, and your family's welfare, they will be postponed indefinitely unless you yourself initiate action. Let me repeat that. Unless you yourself initiate action. Let me say it again. Unless you yourself initiate action. If your activities are keyed to other people's priorities or to system-imposed deadlines that make things urgent, you will never get around to your own priorities. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. Now let's pray our prayer together that we pray each week. And hopefully, starting next week, I will give you my new version of this prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. God bless you, dear friends, until next time. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.